Hey Gems, welcome back to the show. Let's not waste any time and jump straight into the topic. Of female-led businesses never hit six figures. That is absolutely insane. And actually only 2%, I believe, ever hit seven figures in revenue in a calendar year. And in my most recent YouTube video, I talk with Zealot as my guest, who shares how she has built her business to the point where she's getting ready to exit out of it. She started it in 2020, and here she is getting ready to sell it off to be acquired and move on to the next phase of her life. So in that episode, we really discuss and break down, you know, the mindset that's required to be able to build a business past, you know, what many women do. We also discuss practically, you know, what that personal and professional development looks like to continue to level up as you are growing and scaling your business. But really, all of this comes down to what I talk about all the time, which is background, beliefs, and boundaries. And she shares some of the mindset shifts she's had to make over the years in order to be able to embody her, you know, CEO self. And so if you're interested in learning some seven-figure secrets on how to build your business to the moon and back, then I will make sure that the link is in the description below. But I just wanted to come and give a little quick synopsis and keep you encouraged in the journey. That one of the things she mentions is that it's going to be hard at every level. And while she's getting ready to exit her business, she said that this has been the hardest thing yet. And I think that what happens is we think that there's going to be like this moment where everything is just easy. And while there are times where ease occurs and there's like flow and whatnot, I think that the nature of the game is that you're going to be challenged. And so recognizing that, being ready to be stretched, and having things in place that help you to manage what that looks like for you in different seasons, I think is key. She does talk about the importance of having support and, you know, really allowing yourself to be supported by the right people in your journey at the time is huge. And oh boy, I tell you, she's a retired therapist like me, coming from, you know, an industry that often preaches or just talks about how being underpaid is the norm and that we should expect it. And she broke free from that, you know, limiting belief to create, you know, businesses, six and seven figure businesses. So I wanted to just come and drop that gem for you today, is that it's hard. That's the nature of the game and you should expect it. But the more that you allow yourself to be supported, the more that you have, you know, different things in place like system, strategy, and support, like I mentioned, the easier it'll be for you in the long run. I think of it like, you know, watching my son grow up. He's 15 months from, you know, conception to now, that, you know, as soon as he masters one thing, there's something else to master. As soon as he learned how to crawl, it was time to learn how to walk. As soon as he's learned how to walk, it's time to learn how to run. And so I think that when we keep that in mind, what that hopefully helps us to do is rest in the fact that we have a foundation that's solid, especially depending on what you believe spiritually. Like, I rest in the fact that I am spiritually taken care of and I don't have to worry about anything. Now, my spirit knows that at all times. My human gets a little squirrely, okay? And we have to have conversations. So I just was dropping that gem for you today to stay encouraged in your journey. If you are in a season of hard, I feel you so seriously. I feel you. But this is a part of the process. Most people will not do what is required to get to where they want to be in life. And there's no shame or guilt or judgment about it. It's just the facts. It just is what it is. So if you are going to, you know, climb to the summit, to the peak of all of the things that you desire in your life, know that it's going to come with some challenges and that you can handle them, because everything you went through, you got through. And I am cheering you on. So make sure to click the link in the description to watch the full episode. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, you have a few options. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, and you'll be notified as new episodes are uploaded. You can also leave a review or send me your feedback. Doing so helps me to create content that's relevant to what you want to hear about. And last, you can share the podcast with a friend. Whether it's directly or sharing it on your social media, it helps them to know that you think that this is information that they need to hear about. Thank you.